Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey Tim, how you doing today?
I am doing well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good, my friend. Episode 63, three reasons why you shouldn't post web design pricing, and three reasons why you should. Today, Tim and I are going to talk about should you put pricing on your website or not.
Yeah, and this is one of those controversial topics, and if you get in a room with 10 different web designers, you'll probably get a good little debate going because it's some people feel strongly for having pricing and others feel strongly against it. So there's not really a right answer. That's why we're going to talk about some pros and cons.
Yeah, and I want to kind of give a plug into one of our other podcasts that Tim and I are pretty regular on, Divi Chat, which is a group podcast. We talked about this, we discussed this topic at length on Divi Chat, and Divi Chat's about an hour long. So if you want a more in-depth discussion, go check out Divi Chat. We do it live on YouTube every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. We decided that we wanted to continue the conversation over on WP the Podcast because we thought it was a really, really good topic and idea. So if you want to hear a more in-depth conversation about that topic, go on over and check that podcast episode out.
Yeah, we'll put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put a link in the show notes. Great point, Tim. You want to get us started for today?
Yeah. So the first reason why you shouldn't post web design pricing is that every client is different, which means every project is going to be different, which ultimately means that the price is going to need to be different. Because a client, for example, a restaurant, they're going to have very different needs than your lawyer friend that wants a website. Different content, different, design style, different features and functionality into the website, different website lengths. A lawyer might have a lot more content than a restaurant. And so the price is going to naturally be different because of the time that's going to need to go into those different types of projects.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, functionality was one word that I kind of honed in on that you mentioned, Tim.
Yeah.
And I'll just use your examples. The restaurant's may want, booking reservations. They may want to have people allow them to order online and place orders. They may want people to be able to pay for those orders online. So that functionality from a plain content-driven site like an attorney site is a much, much different price. I couldn't agree more. So going straight into number two of why you shouldn't post web design pricing, clients will reference your site. Hey, how come your website says it costs this much? You give a quote, they come to you, and you have a set price on your website, $1,500. They come to you and tell you they want a 10,000 product e-commerce website, and you give them a price, in the $25,000 range, and they're coming back to you and screaming and saying, hey, but your website says that you build websites for $1,500. What's the deal? It can cause some issues. So that's number two reason.
Yeah. And that actually happened to me somewhat recently, about a month ago. It was a very basic site, brochure type website that the client needed. And currently I do have some base pricing. It says it very clearly that it's, ballpark pricing, a starting rate kind of a thing. But even so, the client's like, hey, you quoted me this. How come it's $500 more than what your website says? And so I had a very good explanation for it. I explained, first of all, my website says this is that starting rate, which typically includes, this 3 to 5 pages, very, very basic. And then told him, well, your needs are a little different. You need this, blah, blah, blah. And so I had a good explanation, but it still was a conversation that wouldn't have happened if I didn't have that published on my website.
Yeah, good point.
And the next one on the list is, and this one I would say is more minor, but your competition will know how much you're charging. And I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, but if you're trying to run a business and you're focused on your local market, well, you don't want, you know, the guy down the street to know exactly what you're charging, because chances are you guys are going to be bidding on the same projects, and you don't want him undercutting you by, you know, just a little bit in order to win the project. So
yeah, I think that's a great point. Nationally, internationally, you know, it's not that big of a deal. But locally, if you're building a local business, you better believe your competition's checking out your website. If you're putting your pricing out there, you're opening yourself up to, you know, well, Joe down the road says he'll do it for $500 cheaper, you know, and it's no fun. So we've talked about three things that reasons why we feel you shouldn't put pricing on your website. Now let's talk about reasons why you should. You may want to consider it, okay? Number one reason for us, or at least for me, is it weeds out the low-budget clients that can't afford your services. You know, there are a lot of tire kickers out there. You know, time is money. And when you're in, you know, putting together proposals and getting pricing and stuff, that takes a lot of time, you know. So, and it's an investment, and people just don't realize that. So you want to just weed out the ones who potentially can't afford your services. And to me, that's worth its weight in gold, you know. Yeah. Let the tire kickers go on to the next one who's doing it for a lot less than you, and waste their time.
Yeah. And chances are, if a client is looking for the cheapest price possible, then they are not a good fit for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's people out there that think a website costs $100, and that most certainly does not. You know, there's a lot of time that goes into it. And I think I mentioned this on the Divi Chat episode when we were talking about this, but I feel like talking to some people that are very much not technical, they don't know what goes into a website. They think that once you have that knowledge of building a website, well, then all you have to do is, you know, snap your fingers, a couple keystrokes, and all of a sudden a website's built. Like, obviously, you know, I'm exaggerating, but sometimes I get that feeling, because they're like, what? Like, you know, 20 hours, you know, and that's on the low end. Like, what? You know, they don't realize that, like, yeah, I have the knowledge and experience, but it's still very time consuming.
Right. Couldn't agree more. What's number two reason, Tim?
Number two is for a reason why you might want to have pricing on your website is you can avoid the client having sticker shock when you deliver the proposal. So for example, look, as I was just talking about, you know, some clients that don't know what goes into it and they think it only costs $100 and so forth, you don't want to go through, you know, the whole discovery process, figuring out what they need, building the proposal, and then sending them the proposal for them to just be like, what? You know,
yeah,
$5,000. Like, and so by having it on your website, you can kind of, you know, plant the seed, you know, give them an idea so they know what's coming.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It works great. So last and final thing on our list, a reason of why we would recommend putting pricing on your website is transparency can build trust. You know, they know exactly what they're getting into, you know, and that can build a form of trust. I'm going to let Tim expound on this because my brain is quit working.
Yeah, I think some clients have the fear that you're going to try to get as much money out of them as possible. Like, for example, when you ask a client what their budget is, you know, for those that are experienced in web design, we ask that question because we want to know what type of website to quote them, you know, a $2,000 website or a $10,000 website. And that's going to depend on how much work we put into it. You know, we can give them a good website for $2,000, but if they want to spend $10,000, well, we're going to, you know, custom design every page. We're going to have custom icons, you know, the whole works. And so I feel like if you have that transparency up front here, you know, here's the ranges, blah, blah, blah. Well, then they don't think that like you're going to go and charge them $10,000 when, you know, you could charge them $2,000, that sort of thing.
Thanks for bailing me out, Tim.
No worries.
Yeah, that's really, it's a great point. Absolutely. So I think I'm done for today, Tim. How about you?
Yeah, I think we did pretty good. We condensed an hour-long Divi Chat podcast episode into just over 10 minutes. Yeah, so
I couldn't agree. Let's do it. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out episode 63, 3 Reasons Why You Shouldn't Post Web Design Pricing, and 3 Reasons Why You Should. And remember, wherever you listen to us, subscribe, like, and review our podcast. We'd greatly appreciate it. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.